Experience action. Let's stop just talking about customer experience, employee experience, and the experience of leaders. Let's turn ideas into action. Your host, Jeannie Walters, is an award-winning customer experience expert, international keynote speaker, and founder of Experience Investigators, a strategic consulting firm helping companies increase sales and customer retention through elevated customer experiences. Ready, set, action.
Hello, hello, it's Jeannie Walters. This is Experience Action, and you are here to get your questions answered. So let's talk about customer experience, let's talk about employee experience, and let's talk about how it all fits together. We've got a great question. Let's go ahead and listen.
Jeannie, it's Jill Salzman. I am loving your podcast. It's been so helpful that you actually got my brain wheels turning, and I am wondering, I've been dying to ask you. So you said something about aligning our customer experience to the goals and ambitions of the business. But I don't get it, because I thought that, like, isn't CX all about the customers? That's what I thought you've been telling me for years. But I am really curious, could you just explain that a little bit more? Like, if it should be aligned to the goals and ambitions of the business, aren't we leaving the customers out and then they're going to leave us? Please help.
Okay, I love this question for a million reasons. Sometimes when we talk about customer experience, people get very excited because they're like, oh my gosh, we just need to be nice to customers. That is the magic. That is the solution we've been looking for all of our problems. And the problem is actually that when we approach customer experience just about our customers, we don't actually know where to invest our time and our resources and our efforts in the right ways.
I don't know.
And I say this with love for all the customers of the world. Of course we want to treat you well. Of course we want to make sure that your moments on the journey are magical and wonderful. But if we only did that, then we wouldn't necessarily be running a business very long, or a nonprofit organization, or a healthcare organization, or anything else. Because we have to, at the end of the day, have a successful organization so that we can continue to serve our customers. So while, yes, customer experience is squarely focused on the customer, this is about what being customer-centric is all about. It really is about the organization and helping them succeed. That's why I love using the customer experience success statement, because this helps us define what are we trying to do. And what we do is we start with the organization. Now, for anybody who's listened to me for more than 5 minutes, you know that when I talk about things like journey mapping, or when I talk about things like writing to your customers, we want to make sure that we are thinking about the customer's actual experience, their actual real life. So we want to start there. But when we're talking about the success statement, we actually want to flip that and think about our organization first. So we want to balance what's right for the customer and what's right for the organization. When we're building a success statement, it has a couple different parts. Here's what a successful CX success statement. Oh my gosh, say that 3 times. Successful CX success statement. That is a tongue twister. If you want this statement to really guide not just the what of what you're doing, but the how and the why, this is how you want to think about it. You want to look at your big picture goals. Customer experience is so much more than just being nice to customers, and your goals should reflect how customer experience efforts will serve your company's larger objectives. You want to consider both organizational and leadership goals. So you understand not only what's important to organizational success, but also what is motivating those leaders that you have to talk to, that you have to gain their buy-in from. You really want to get into some psychology here and think about it. You also want to convey specific outcomes and metrics. The metrics by which you measure success depend on the outcomes you're working toward. Finally, this is, I hate to say it, guys, but this is where customer experience people sometimes live in the clouds a little bit. Are you with me? We want to be rooted in reality. Stretch goals and big ideas, they're wonderful. We love them. But small, consistent, well-defined goals are most actionable. So as you identify your goals, outcomes, and metrics, ask yourself, are these attainable? Because if you don't start there, then you create things that basically set you up to fail. And nobody wants that. I say all this going back to the question that we had about why. Why do we need to align all of this? And the fact is, we want to do everything for our customers. The list is always very, very long about what we could improve. So what we want to do is take a step back and say, how do we prioritize? That's where understanding your organizational goals is so important, because that will help you prioritize. If your CEO has told you, you know what, we need to cut our expenses this year. Maybe we're worried about the economy. A lot of people are right now. We need to cut our expenses. You need to look at your customer experience efforts and consider which one of these will help us cut those expenses the most. Where will we have the most impact on those organizational goals? And then you want to start connecting the dots there. Now, you want to understand your organizational goals, but then you also want to think about that leader. Let's think about that CEO. A lot of CEOs today are concerned about the economy. They are looking to a future that is uncertain. There are rumors, I don't even want to say the word about a recession coming. And so leaders are nervous and they're starting to think, what can we do to make sure that we are earning revenue in a sustainable way and not living beyond our means, essentially? So looking for, okay, we know that's what the CEO is motivated by. What within our customer experience efforts, maybe do we need to pull back on? Where should we actually invest? So for example, if you have a huge sales strategy that's set up and ready to go, but it's going to cost you $1.86 gazillion, maybe you want to look at that and say, you know what? What if we instead really looked at what are some low-cost ways that we can improve retention with the customers that we already have? That would be a great discussion to bring to that CEO who is currently worried about the economy and looking to cut the expenses for the organization. So you want to look at those two things. Then you want to look for those specific outcomes. And you want to say, okay, let's say we want to actually encourage our customer success leaders to provide more high-touch outreach right now to our key customers. What are some of the efforts that we need to do from a customer experience perspective to make that happen? Well, maybe we need to organize and categorize and segment our customers in a certain way. Maybe we need to invest in a better CRM system so that our customer success managers have the information they need when they need it in order to provide those high-touch outreach scenarios. Maybe we need to track what is actually happening when they provide this outreach. What are some of the best practices that we can make sure we train and onboard everybody to? You really want to look at what are the efforts that will have an impact on the customer experience and have an impact on the organization and the leaders. Because if you do those things, if you put in the effort and have those high-touch outreach scenarios, those customers probably will have a better experience, and you could start tracking that as well. But the important thing is, it's not just about their experience. I know this is blasphemy. I'm sorry. It's true. It's not just about their experience. It's about making sure that the organization will be there tomorrow to continue to support them. And so we have to tie these two things together in a way that makes sense. The last thing you want to think about, how do we track success? How do we know if we're successful? It's not enough to say, you know what, we're going to cut expenses by putting that sales strategy on ice. We're going to invest more in the customers we have with high-touch outreach. We're going to train our customer success managers in a different way. We're going to invest in our CRM. If we don't say, how do we know if we're successful in a year? And maybe the success is based on higher retention rates still with those groups that we actually reached out to. Maybe it's continuing to increase the rate of purchase or usage rates in certain cases. So look at what can you measure and make sure you connect those metrics to your goals as well. Because when you put it all together, you really want to make sure that you're combining something that supports everyone and not just your customers and what they feel about your organization, but also what that investment in their feeling more loyal and more connected to the brand and more engaged, all of those things will lead to better outcomes for the organization, but you have to connect those dots. So you want to say something like, our organization will be dedicated to achieving these customer experience outcomes, and you list those specific outcomes. These outcomes serve our broader organizational goals, including, and then you list certain organizational goals. They also serve the goals of our leadership, including, and you talk about your leaders and what they care about. We will measure success of these outcomes through these metrics so you know what success looks like. And then a reminder, you want to say, our outcomes, goals, and metrics are realistic and attainable. Here we are. This is reality. We have to connect all of this because we are CX leaders and we get the job done. So I hope that this helped. I love this question. Keep fighting the good fight for your customers always, but make sure that you're also doing that with an eye towards how can this be a win across your organization as well. These are interesting times we're living in. And so really thinking through your goals and how to measure success will serve not just your organization, but frankly, you personally as well. So I really encourage you to think about these things, put pen to paper. If you want to do a success statement on your own, we have a workbook for you available. We'll put that into the show notes. You can find everything at experienceinvestigators.com. I love your questions. Please keep sending them my way. And I love everything you do for your customers and for your organizations. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next week. To learn more about our strategic approach to experience, check out free resources at experienceinvestigators.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, our Year of CX program, and more. And please follow me, Jeannie Walters, on LinkedIn.